I invite you to turn with me to Psalm 23, found on page 862 of the Bibles in front of you. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I shall not be in want. These familiar words lead us into this familiar psalm, a celebration of the God who watches over us, the God who protects us, the God who provides for us. God has used the words of this psalm to provide hope to so many. It frequently finds its place in funerals and is a psalm that many of us learn from our earliest days. We are captivated by the beauty of its imagery and the all-encompassing nature of its promises. Over the course of the psalm, we find comfort and hope and joy for both life's joys and sorrows. But all of it is framed by this opening line. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. The Lord, from the very beginning, the psalm places us in the context of the big picture God that we looked at last week. It celebrates that the God who we worship in this psalm, the God whose praises we sing, is the God who rules over heaven and earth, upholds the cosmos, and is Lord of all. The Lord is. The present tense. It's not just that God has been our shepherd. It's not just that God will be our shepherd, but that God is our shepherd, now, in the past, and into the future. There's an ongoing nature to God's shepherding. God does not just set this world into place and let it go off on its own, but God actively is involved in our lives. God actively works in our world. It's one thing to say that God has been faithful, that God has acted in a certain way in the past. But it's an assurance of a different kind to be assured of God's faithfulness now and always. The Lord is mine. The good news of the Christian faith is a deeply personal hope. The Heidelberg Catechism tells us that true faith, in part, is an assurance created in us by the Holy Spirit that not only others, but I, too, have had my sins forgiven, have been granted salvation, and have been made forever right with God. Sometimes it's easier to trust God for somebody else, to trust God on somebody else's behalf than on our own. Sometimes it is easier to be assured that somebody else can be made right with God than to accept that we ourselves have been freely granted grace. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 reminds us that the promises of the gospel are not just communal, but that they are also deeply personal. That God claims each one of us in baptism with the sign and seal that we witnessed already this morning with Brianna's baptism, that says that God has claimed her as God's child. We pray that Brianna will grow up knowing that God loves her, knowing that the Lord is her shepherd. And we are invited by God through the power of the Holy Spirit to accept God's claim on our life, as we witnessed in Alexa's profession of faith, to say, yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 places us in the big picture of the God who holds all things, the God who is now and always with us, and the God who is not just redeeming the whole of the cosmos, but is also working in the lives of each one of us. The Lord is my shepherd. Shepherds, of course, do many things. They are caretakers. They are providers who assure that their flock has access to the food and water they need. They are protectors who guard their flock from threat of wild animals. They rescue fallen sheep. They provide guidance and direction, herding their sheep where they ought to go next. Many of us have experienced the depths of God's shepherding in our lives. When we hear, the Lord is my shepherd, we may think of a time that an unexpected gift card showed up in the mail the same week that we weren't sure where we would have enough money to buy groceries. We're reminded of the shepherd who cares for us. When we hear, the Lord is my shepherd, we may be reminded of the sense of peace we felt as we walked the unhoped-for journey with cancer. When we hear, the Lord is my shepherd, we may think of the joy we find in the presence of our brothers and sisters in Christ as God fills our life with the abundance of community. When we hear, the Lord is my shepherd, we may be reminded of the ways in which the Holy Spirit has empowered us to leave behind patterns of self-centered behavior. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. In light of who God is and what God does, we find God's providence and we find that we have that which is most essential, the assurance of God's love and God's mercy. This first verse of Psalm 23, I would suggest, provides the backbone for the rest of the psalm. As we proceed through the psalm, these words are teased out in what it means in various aspects of our life. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. God provides rest and restoration, refreshment. With God as our shepherd, we lack nothing. Are our spirits wandering, looking for sustenance, searching for deeper meaning? In God, we find the creator of the universe. In God, we find an invitation to a big picture of beauty and justice. In God, we find that which fills the God-shaped hole in our hearts. In God, we find our deepest meaning and purpose. Are we restless, discontent with the way things are in our world or in our family? In the good news of Jesus Christ, we find a rich beauty that invites us to join God's kingdom work and find the answer to the inclinations we feel to set the world to right. Are we in need of restoration? Have we been hurt by the pain of gossip? Do we find ourselves struggling to face the next day at work, feeling as though we finish each day drained and emptied? Psalm 23 invites us back to the loving care of our shepherd who refreshes our soul. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He leads me beside quiet waters. When Jesus meets a woman at a well in Samaria, a woman whose life has not been easy, he says, "Everyone who drinks the water I give them will never thirst. In Christ, in Jesus, we find the assurance that we have been made right with God. In Christ, we find an invitation to the big picture of the way things will be. In Christ, we find true restoration and reconciliation. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Do we find ourselves wrestling with how to respond to a world that seems so divided? Do we find ourselves face to face with difficult situations at work or school, unsure how to address the behaviors of a coworker or a friend? Do we find ourselves wrestling with how to best raise our children in the knowledge and fear of the Lord? Do we find ourselves wondering what it looks like to faithfully serve God in our retirement? The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He guides me along the right paths. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In Jesus, we have not only the perfect human being through whose life and death we too have life, but we also have the perfect human being whose life is offered as a model for how we ought to live. For to be a disciple of Jesus is to strive to live Christ-like lives. The path is laid before us. It is the path of living as Jesus lived, of loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. It is the path of denying ourselves, carrying our cross, and following Jesus. It is the path of emptying ourselves for the sake of loving one another. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23 reminds us that we lack nothing, that God comforts us, that God protects us, that God removes fear from us, and that we need not fear evil when we face life's most difficult chapters. It is one of the greatest privileges as your pastor to have walked with some of you through life's darkest valleys, to have been blessed by the testament of your faith, the testament of the faith of your spouse and loved ones, to learn from you what it means to face death's dark valley without fear. We certainly do not do so without mourning or sadness, but without fear, unafraid, trusting that God holds us even in life's most difficult days. We are assured of God's presence. We live without fear. Even when we walk through life's darkest valleys, when it feels as though we are hemmed in on every side, when it feels as though the world is conspiring to make life difficult, when an unexpected surgery results in infection, resulting in more surgeries, resulting in more infection, resulting in rehab, God is still with us. And we have Eldon with us today, and Marcia's back. She's here in Sioux Center, a testament of God's faithfulness, God's presence. In these last few weeks, I had the privilege of talking with Alden. And every time I talked to him and Marcia, it was a testament to knowing God's faithfulness and knowing God's presence. Even though we walk through death's dark valley, we fear no evil. On those days when getting your kids to school is a screaming match, when the house is a wreck, and we aren't quite sure when the last time was that we showered, even then, God is with us. Even then, we rest assured that we are secure in God's love and care. We need not fear, for our identity is rooted in Christ. The Apostle Paul tells us that Christ will put the last enemy under his feet, and the last enemy to be defeated is death. In this season of Lent, as we are reminded of our need for a Savior, as we are reminded anew of life's darker chapters, we anticipate the good news of Easter morning when we will proclaim together, "Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes." When we are reminded that the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. When we celebrate God's victory and are reminded this week that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we need not fear even death itself. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. God provides. God gives abundant life even in the midst of difficulties. Many of us have stories of seeing the abject poverty in which many around the world live, and yet finding joy and life and vitality among the world's poorest. There is a joy that comes from trusting God's abundance, that even when our material possessions, or perhaps especially when our material possessions are not many, that we trust that God's abundance is found in something other than our possessions. That we trust that God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, even when that providence doesn't always look like what we would have expected. Several years ago, there was a pastor in the CRC from Northern Michigan who was weighing a call to another church. He had served his church faithfully for about 13 years and thought maybe it was time to move on. As he weighed that call, he was convinced that God was going to call him to take it. His wife had even begun packing a few boxes. They planned to call the church the next day to tell them of their acceptance. But that night, he had the distinct feeling that God was calling him to stay. All along, he had been convinced that they were going to leave, and suddenly he and his wife together felt, no, God wants us to stay. As you can imagine, the church that was calling him was devastated. They had been convinced he was going to come. His family was a little confused as they unpacked the boxes they had just packed. Less than 2 months later, that pastor had an aneurysm and died. His wife was able to mourn, surrounded by their friends of the last 13 years. His family was able to process through his death in the presence of those they knew best. And everyone simply asked themselves, can you imagine what would have happened if he had been at a new church for 2 months, only to pass away? Sometimes God's providence doesn't look like what we expect. Sometimes God provides in a way that's the last thing we want. But Psalm 23 reminds us that we can trust that even in the midst of difficulty, even in the presence of our enemies, God pours out anointing. God prepares a table before us. God provides for us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus asks his followers, "Who of you by worrying can add a single day to your life?" And Jesus reminds his listeners that if God so richly clothes the flowers of the field, then what have we to gain by worrying? The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Indeed, underneath this entire psalm is the assurance of eternal hope, that God's goodness and God's mercy, God's love, God's enduring covenant faithfulness are always with us. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, God opens those covenant promises to us. The Apostle Paul tells us that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we have been grafted into God's covenant. And so we can trust that the same God who was faithful to the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God who faithfully endured Israel's wandering in the desert, the same God who faithfully kept the promises made to David of an eternal king, this same God promises us that all creation will be restored. This same God promises us that we too will be raised with Christ in glory. This same God promises us that we too have been granted salvation, have been made forever right with God. As God has been faithful from generation to generation, so too we trust in God's faithfulness. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Through Christ, we live in the comfort and hope of the rest that comes from God, of finding that we lack nothing. God invites us to a life beyond our fear, beyond our needs. Through Christ, God has already defeated death and has invited us to eternal life. Not just others, but I too. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Amen.